Good morning, and welcome to another perfect Saturday morning for the yard sale. You say, Frank, you always say that. You say every Saturday is the perfect. Well, of course it is. Hey, if this is the Saturday that you sell what you don't need anymore and you get cash in your pocket, then it's a great Saturday. I don't care how cold it is. So welcome to the yard sale. But it's not just called the yard sale. It's the First Community Credit Union, 590 The Fan Yard Sale, because there's only one sponsor. And you've probably noticed that before if you've listened. Not a lot of interruptions, not a lot of commercials, just four breaks an hour for one commercial each break. And that is for First Community Credit Union. And I want to take this opportunity to thank every single person who's AM and the PM, or listens to the yard sale, or both, who made it a great year for First Community Credit Union. You know, at the beginning of the year, they were already number one. They were already the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Now they're even bigger, thanks to you. And thanks to everybody who took advantage of the car loan offer. More offers to come, but any day is a good day to become a member of First Community Credit Union, because it is a great place to bank. And I'm inviting you to join us and become a member. That's what we're called, members. We're not just customers, we're members. First Community Credit Union, as I said, 43 locations, makes banking very easy. And you never have to shop around for rates, because their rates are extremely competitive. That's one of the things they're famous for. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com. Let's get the show on the road. And now here are your co-hosts. Regular co-host Scott Sherman and guest co-host for the second time. Let's see how he does. The one and only from Birmingham, England, Trevor Limey Phillips.
Job. I give all the credit to Matt Grover, and if it didn't work, I would have given all the blame to, well, the guy that gets blamed Monday through Thursday. Good morning, Limey.
Good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Good. For those of you that don't listen to the large morning show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan, shame on you. The one of you. That is the voice of Trevor Limey Phillips. The board operator and, I don't know, director? Do you have another title on that program?
I would just say, you know what, let's stick with director. I like that.
Happy New Year to all of you. And no better way to do that than the post-Christmas yard sale on 590 The Fan, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. As Frank said, I'm one of your co-hosts, Scott Sherman. Dan Strauss on assignment. And the now traditional replacement, if he could be replaced, impossible. Limey Phillips. Good morning. How was your Christmas holiday, sir?
I had an absolutely fantastic Christmas. My little sister came into town. We hung out with family, got to see each other. It was a good Christmas.
Now, when you say that in your Birmingham, England accent, sounds like she flew here from another country.
No, or Europe.
No, sorry.
I should specify. She lives in Maine, in I believe Portland, Maine.
So she talks like the Pepperidge Farm guys.
Yeah. So she lives up there. She came down to visit the family, and it was very nice to have her. Now we're just in that kind of twilight period between Christmas and New Year's, when it's not really a full work week. You're not really busy, but yeah, trying to get active and get going.
Our thanks to Ray I and Chris Vogler, the I on the Outdoor Show, the best outdoor show in the United States. That Maine reference reminds me of the story that Vogler told me about how big of a reach that Ray I has across the United States. I don't know that it was Maine, but it's somewhere in New England where they kind of talk like this. How you got? It's not English, but it's New Englandish.
I guess you could say that they just have that nice little twang accent.
So I think Ray I is in some kind of a trout pond or a trout brook, somewhere where the trout run.
A babbling stream, brook.
And they're fly fishing. And the guy said, Ray I is speaking, and he sounds more like people from around here. He goes, you're not from around here, are you? He's like, no. Whereabouts you from? Missouri. Wouldn't happen to know a fellow by the name of Ray I, would you? Yeah, it's me. Oh, my goodness. So does your sister talk like that?
No. No, she's still got a Midwest accent, thankfully. She doesn't speak anything like that. My cousins who live up there do. They definitely have that accent.
So if you're, so you and your cousins and your sister get together, and it's like a United Nations meeting.
It absolutely is.
But you were born here.
I was born here.
Do people understand that the influence of your, I guess your language accent is not necessarily your third grade classmates, but your folk?
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is from Birmingham.
My dad, well, yeah, he's from England.
And then you were born here, so you're an American.
I am an American.
And your mother was born here, so she's an American.
She is, born and bred.
And then you were taken by the royal family as a young child and taken to England.
Yep.
And not Manchester.
I was requested, I guess you could say, whatever the word is.
You were what?
Requested.
Is there a statute of limitations on that?
Just pulled in by the Queen.
Indeed. So before we get to Limey's assignment this morning, besides taking your calls, which is all of our assignments, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255, that's the classic number. The new number, the one that Frank loves and that I think is easier, but should always be in your phone, both, 314-821-0590. This yard sale, the First Community Credit Union yard sale, is not only the only yard sale you need, but is the original and real yard sale. I can say that because it's true. And when Paul Warner hosted this program for the better part of 16 years, he decided he was going to retire, and that was almost a year ago that he decided that. And then he did that in September before anyone moved here. So this show is the Paul Warner show, the Frank Opinion created show, and for the last seven some odd years, David Solomon's the historian of all things radio. How long has First Community Credit Union be the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale?
For more than a decade.
For more than a decade. This is the one where we get the job done for you. 314-821-0590. We'll take your calls. Historically, David, also, this post-Christmas show, pre-New Year show, when it falls in between the two, is the fastest or slowest for calls?
I mean, typically, this is one of the easiest shows that you can get in on, but many people just don't think that, hey, if I didn't get the gift I wanted for Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever holiday I celebrated the start of the new year, end of the previous year, that I don't know what to do with it. Instead of just thinking about that or stewing over it, now is the perfect time to give us a call, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-TALK. You can get right through. And of course, unless the person who gave you the gift is listening, which I'm pretty sure they are, then you can get right in and really get what you want without having to go to the store, hit the return line, deal with hassles and crowds. You can do it on your time and be sure that you are connecting with someone who's aiming the PM like you.
Well said. No one could say that better. What I'll tell you is this. Regifting is not one of the rules that we have. So regifting is definitely okay. Just use a fake name. Or just get rid of the thing that you either don't want, have too many of, or better yet, you can make a little cash on. That's what we do. We sell your stuff, or if you're looking for something, we post that out there. And it always is interesting to see not only what people are selling, but also what people are looking for. And now there's more junk or stuff or something of value in your garage or your house or somewhere, and this is the opportunity. Now, on most Saturday mornings, what we have been doing here, and it's something we're going to do here in a second, is getting our leadoff hitter, our first caller, our regular caller, Russ, on the air to see what's happening in his world. And we're going to do that right now. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Far out, man. I'm far out.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you and Miney and David and Matt and Dan, wherever you are. You know, you were talking about the other yard sale. I saw a tweet from Donald Trump. He said, that's fake yard sale.
That sounds right.
He said, that was the fake one over there. Anyway, I wish you all a great new year coming up. You know, all good things have to come to an end. And this year's going to come to an end no matter what it was. I got a question for you, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You're such a good person. You know, you're always kind of trying to help everybody. I have a question. What is your specialty as an attorney? What do you do as a specialty?
One I know the answer to. Mainly, I represent people who are hurt in things which they are the victim of, whether, you know, it's a car accident stuff or work-related injuries or that. So ambulance chasing, I'll take that. That's fine. Plaintiff's lawyer, I'll take that. So that's probably most of what I do. Probably 70% of what I do is someone is hurt, someone else is to blame for it, and I try to get that injured victim money.
That's good. You just never promote yourself on the air, and I just wanted you to take it. Where are you located? Where's your office located?
It's in Clayton.
What's the address?
231 South Bemiston. There's a guard at the door, but I've already given him a picture of you. You're free to come in.
Thank you.
Anytime.
I just take him down to the post office. They see that on the wall at mugshot fingerprints. That's over there.
It's the one right next to mine.
Yeah, there we go. What does Matt do besides work here? I'm just kind of curious about everybody.
I don't know. I care, but it seems like when I get down to asking him, I forget. So we'll put him on the spot right now. Hey, Grover, when you're not board hopping for 590 The Fan, what do you do to keep the logs burning on your fireplace?
Yes. I actually work for a small company in Westport that fixes electric motors. We rebuild them, we repair them, we rewind them, we sell them outright, you know.
Westport?
Stuff like that. Yep.
Where's that? Right, Russ?
Never been.
Never been again. Russ, where's Westport?
Westport? Let's see.
I forgot.
You know what gets me? They go all the way up to Oak Ridge Sports City and say that's Westport. That's not Westport. Westport is from Chutes to 270, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's right. And everyone's right. Shaking their head.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll include, I guess, the other side of the Westport Plaza Drive in that that industrial park there. I call it industrial park. There's nothing real industrial about it. But is that where you guys are there?
In the industrial area over by the Costa Page, where Hooters and the Quick Trip are, and the Hardee's.
Lackland.
Yeah, Lackland.
See how he used Hooters as the reference point,
right? There's not much right there but Hooters and a Quick Trip. I mean, down the road, there's a Hardee's and a couple gas stations.
Now that you said that, I'll be visiting more often.
There you go.
They were gonna merge two of those. Yeah, they're going to merge Show Me Hooters.
If you tip well enough, they might.
Well, they strip, we tip.
So what do you have as far as plans for this New Year's Eve weekend, Russ? And what about 2017, A, do you think was the best thing? And B, what do you think you would not want to, that you're not going to miss?
2017, it was on the 20th of January. Donald Trump was inaugurated as the President of the United States.
That would be the
best thing.
And then the thing that you will not miss about 2017.
People kneeling down at sports games and such. That's completely ridiculous.
Oh, the whole kneeling for the anthem.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you? What do you do besides work for KTRS? I'm trying to get to know everybody here.
You mean KFNS?
Well, if our guy had the thumb on the dump button.
I wanted to make sure you caught that.
Oh, look at that. Grover is on top of it.
Okay.
You can't use four letter words like that, Russ.
This is it. This is what I do. I work
the
for
ones
Frank,
that start with K.
One and only.
Look at that. He got the gig. The gig of a lifetime.
Right? It's exactly where I want to be, what I want to be doing.
What are you looking forward to in 2018, Russ?
The health bill getting passed, the wall getting built. And people finally getting behind Donald Trump and giving him the opportunity to create this country to be a better country than what it is right now. I'm on different stations all the time when they allow me to get on. That's not very often. But I'm always talking about politics, taxes, and drugs.
And not necessarily in that order.
No, not in that order, but they all kind of fit together, you know.
We appreciate you. I would say that for this show, you're a very important contributor, and we appreciate it very much.
I wish John Hadley and Randy Martell would appreciate that much too. But I could use the show at nighttime. I could light it up. Please believe me.
I bet you could.
We'll pass that along. All right, it is 17 past the hour, and we appreciate your contribution. We were a little late getting to you. Happy New Year, sir, and thank you.
Happy New Year, everybody, and I thank you for letting me allow me on the air.
You're welcome.
Let's make this a better year between the little crew you have down there. It will get better.
Outstanding. Thank you, Russ.
Look at that. Merry Christmas, Frank.
And Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. There's Russ.
As
Russ is a very good contributor to what we want to do here, which is get this thing moving, not just to 9 o'clock, but sell some things along the way. So we do appreciate him a great deal.
Absolutely.
He's like appreciate you
for the ears.
314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. I can tell you this, lines are available right now. Buy some stuff, sell some stuff. You're probably in the same position you were last week, except you got more stuff to get rid of, or you got new gifts, or you really need some cash because you spent a lot during the holiday season. I know you did.
Oh, are you kidding me? I didn't spend that much, but I just found out that my car needs about $700 worth of work, and I'm getting that done today.
Or so you could buy a new car. He's in the market. I know our car people are out there. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. Give us a buzz. Okay. Now, Trevor.
Yes, sir.
Russ was speaking a little bit earlier about his 2017 highlight and his 2017 lowlight.
Right.
They were related.
Right.
Before we get into the topic that I sort of gave to you, is there anything about 2017 that you think would be a highlight for you? Can you think of anything?
Absolutely. Getting this job with Frank.
Look at there. He got the right answer.
Of course. This was a huge deal for me. A definite change in my career. For the better, I might add.
I think that it's for the better for a lot of reasons. But for you personally, just from a professional point of view, how did it feel to get the call, up to, I think, the major leagues? And when Frank let you know that you were the guy to come over here and come with him on the show, how did that make you feel?
Very, very excited. Very, very excited. A little nervous because I was not prepared for it, and it kind of came out of left field. But man, oh man, was this just something that I have been working hard towards for a long, long time. This is my dream right here. Most people think that.
And without rubbing it, into Grover, who's sitting over there in your regular Monday through Thursday 3 to 6 slot. How does it feel to be the guy behind the sound effects and also a regular contributor to the large morning show in the afternoon?
It feels good. It feels like I am a part of the show. I have a role and I like it. Sometimes off air I can get a little bit touchy with time, but that's my job.
Hence the tissue that's over there. That all that over there is used. But Grover,
not
it's
by
just
me.
Soiled with tears.
Not by me.
Of joy. And Doug Vaughn's pens, which might have anthrax on them. I don't know. I'm not part of the morning show. We do have our first non-Russ caller of the morning, and we're going to get right to him. Dom, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How may we help you on the First Community Credit Union yard sale?
Well, here's what I'm selling. It's a jar of gold teeth that my grandfather found outside of one of the camps in Auschwitz.
When Howard Stern's guys used to call the Tradio shows and do that bit that he just stole,
right?
It was funny because it was a bit, and then those guys didn't know, because the people on most of those yard sales or those other Tradio shows are stupid, and they don't listen to radio, so they didn't know that. What's it, Richard Christie is the one guy,
yeah.
And then what's the other guy that he would do?
I know
his the other writer that they would call those shows. So that hack Dom, who just did an attempt at the
botched a skit
at the gold teeth Howard Stern joke. One, I know that one, and two,
I didn't.
What's funny about that is not the Holocaust reference, because that's a horrible thing.
Absolutely,
it's the reaction of the host of the Tradio who pretended like it was a legitimate item. So, A, bad taste or whatever. If it's funny, it's funny. But when you're not funny, and then you try it, and then he'll probably call back with a different name and then a different stupid fake item.
Right.
And you get nailed on it, then you probably should retire it. Because, one, you stole it from Howard. Two, you're not Richard Christie or... I forgot the other guy. And then, three, you've got people here who are going to nail you, because we're actually doing a legitimate yard sale.
I don't think he's going to try pulling that skit again. Kudos to him for trying.
Solomon, did this station get the caller ID thing hooked up?
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, good. Because that's the other one that those guys would be able to figure out, is they would keep calling in rotation, and those most of those Tradio programs are on these very strange sort of small signal, mainly... It's true. Christian rock, Christian talk shows on the weekends. And they couldn't figure out that they were all of a sudden getting all these calls. So not only is that a fail by whoever Dom was, but also First Community doesn't deserve that, because we have regular callers and we have a good group. So it didn't work.
Oh, exactly. And for all of you regulars, rest assured, that's the beautiful thing about us here now at 590 The Fan. We've got first-class facilities, and I've just been enjoying the last couple months getting to talk to all of you here on the new, but yet the traditional and original First Community Credit Union yard sale. But at the same time, we are blessed for the first time in my career with caller ID. I'm sure this may be the same with you in your radio career, Scott, as well.
Yeah, so we'll just, I don't know, maybe we'll give the number to Frank. And Frank will call Dom and ask him why he's trying to, I don't know, sabotage his program. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. And I'm looking at Grover. He's like, did you know that bit?
I had no idea. I thought the gold teeth sounded suspicious. And then when you're like, dumping,
no,
I'm like,
no. It's the old Richard Christie, Howard Stern.
I've never listened to Howard Stern, tell you the truth. I'm not a big fan of him. I get what he's trying to do, and it's just obnoxious, okay. I find, anyway.
And the 90s, it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Now, I gave Limey a project, and the project that I gave him, because the news, and you know, this week the news is like not news, is that both Ringo Starr and Barry Gibb, he's the one that's still alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Barry Gibbs.
They're going to be knighted by the Queen. Now, he's English. I could care less about who gets these fake knighthoods, but I think it's interesting about the process by which it can happen. So I gave him a little bit of research material and a project. Limey, go find out how one might become knighted.
All right.
And after we talk to Diana, we're going to go back to Limey with an update on how that can happen.
I got you.
Good morning, Diana.
Well, good morning. Are you on?
You know what? We are. I'm shocked at, one, how comfortable we are in this studio with all the glass windows, and two, that it wasn't zero outside this morning.
It's going down. We hit our highest temperature already early this morning.
Oh, well, but thank you for the information. We appreciate that.
Tell you anymore because you won't appreciate that.
No, we love facts.
Oh, well, I don't remember them that much. I'm so old. Anyway, I don't know if it's a windshield or a real rear thing, but my son said it's a Super Beetle, and evidently it's really old, but it's a Super Beetle window, either the front or the back. You know, it's curved.
Oh, cool. Was that like the bus? Is it like the V?
No, I don't think it's a bus. It's a Beetle. The Beetle. Super Beetle.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference between a Super Beetle and a regular Beetle
is. I know what a Beetle is.
Yeah.
Super Beetle. I don't... Okay.
Yeah,
Matt always brings that up so we can see it.
Well, a Super Beetle, it looks like a convertible Beetle. So if you do have a window, it could possibly be the first one, because at least that's what I'm looking at.
It's probably the windshield,
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I should have Googled it before I even called.
Not a problem. That's what we're here for.
Okay. And I have an old wicker bassinet and some chrome hubcaps that are really, really old. I have two trash bags full of them, and I think there might be a couple of sets in there. But if somebody was decorating something with a car theme, these would be great to hang a couple of them on the wall, maybe. Because, you know, they do have some of them have the car logos or the car name in them.
Cool.
There may be some truck ones in there, the moon type or something. I'm not sure.
Where'd you get the windshield?
I'm not sure. My son, I'm cleaning out a building I've had since 1979.
Wow.
And my son, you know, like if somebody's giving something away, he'll take it.
We need to send a correspondent over to that building.
Yeah, we need to see what else is over there.
You've got your own pickers deal.
Well, I have been cleaning for 2 weeks straight. I was there 3 hours yesterday, frozen to death, and... you know, I still got so much more to get out of it.
Diana, what's the most interesting thing that you haven't put up for sale on the yard sale that you have found in that building?
I've got they tore down an old barn up the street from me, and they had these things nailed on with newspaper behind them. When you pull them off, it says Anheuser-Busch Malt, and it's not a beer thing sign, and they're really big. They're like 3 feet by 5 foot or something.
But are they like porcelain? Really shape, are they porcelain?
Really that's what?
Are they porcelain or something?
No. They were painted on, and the paint's starting to like flake off of them. They've been standing on the wall in my building since 1979.
That's cool. Some bar or restaurant would want that. Is that for sale, or are you keeping that?
Yeah, they're for sale, but I don't think a restaurant... They have to be probably... they got holes in them where they were nailed on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, that's like maybe somebody who's into Anheuser-Busch might like one to nail on the wall in their basement.
You want to put that one up for sale?
Well, sure. Everything I got's for sale.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's the right answer. Spoken like a true entrepreneur, Diana, that you are.
Yeah, well, I have to empty this building out within a few weeks for a man who wants to buy it.
So. Let's get some prices on some of these items. For the Super Beetle windshield.
I have no idea what they're worth. Somebody wants to just make me an offer. I'm going to go Google some of it. And, you know, the windshield belongs to my son, so I'm not really, if anybody calls me about it, I'll pass them on to him, or I'll call him and get a price from him.
Diana's in the Arnold area. I know that.
Yes.
It's 636. 296.
Don't remember the last part?
I remember it best when my last week's notes are in front of me.
Oh, well, I couldn't call for the last 2 weeks. I had to be at work.
That's right.
Yes.
So give me the last four.
0269.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I remember. Yes. 636-296-0269. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes.
You've been busy.
We were busy, yes.
And you got lots of stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen of kids of all ages, if you want some treasures, call Diana, because she either has it or it's somewhere in that building of hers, and now's the time to get it moved.
I found a box full of Intellivision cartridges.
Hey, now you're talking my language. That's from the 80s, man.
There's a lot of but I don't have the Intellivision machine. And
that's okay.
A Coleco and Pong or something in
Coleco.
There.
Coleco?
Yeah.
That is 70s. That is fantastic.
Yeah. These were old. I even found an 8-track. I think it's a record player with the 8-track in the side.
Diana, there's no old. There's vintage.
Exactly. That is the case.
All vintage stuff. I even found some vintage clothes of my mother. She's been dead. She would have been 107 today. She was born in 19. Yeah, she would have been 107 in December 19th, and she's been gone for a while, but I found some of her clothes.
Well, bless her heart, and bless you.
I want them, and I'm going to wear them.
Yeah, sure, bring
it back.
So, you guys stay warm, and have a happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay. One of our great regulars, Diana.
All right, bye.
This lady's got great stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. A little delay on that. bye. Happy New Year.
All right.
636-296-0269. You know, she's a lot of fun, but this woman has got some seriously cool stuff.
I want to go see this building.
I'm going to send you out there.
I'm going to have to go on assignment.
You have her number. I'm going to have you call her. Don't steal anything. You have to swear.
I don't know. That wicker basket.
No, you have to swear.
Is that one of those picnic-style ones?
You're representing the station and First Community Credit Union when you go there. But Diana's got all kinds of cool stuff. If you'll go there, Limey, then you can take some video and we can put it on the website.
Perfect idea.
And then with her permission, of course.
Of course.
But signage is always something that people are interested in, especially this town, which, you know, a lot of cities have their own signature of what their city is all about. If I said, for instance, I'll ask Grover, if I said Milwaukee, what would you think?
Old Milwaukee beer.
If I said Milwaukee, David Solomon, what would you think?
I would think beer.
All right. Limey, Milwaukee.
The Brewers, beer.
Harley Davidson.
Oh, okay.
Milwaukee Iron, right?
Right.
Okay, here's an easier one. If I said Detroit.
Cars.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And then if I said, I don't know, Los Angeles, you might think.
Pretentious people.
Movies. Yeah. Nuts.
Lakers, Harvey Weinstein, of course. Good answer. No, that's right. So if Harvey I say Weinstein. St. Louis, we might think.
Toasted ravioli.
Arch.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal baseball.
You've lived here too long. Mm-hmm. Beer, right, David?
Right.
I mean, so Anheuser-Busch.
Up at top of the list.
So she's got the sign that probably people don't have, which is some kind of malt.
Well, I went to the brewery about last week to go and look at the Christmas lights, and they had a lot of the old signs out that people could take Christmas pictures with, you know, family portraits, get the Budweiser sign in the background. You never know, maybe contact them and just be like, hey, you want to do these up? You know, stick around, make them ornaments.
And as we learned a few weeks ago on this program, St. Louis is also the headquarters of a very famous advertising agency, Darcy Advertising, which made the iconic Santa Claus, the chubby, happy Santa drinking a Coca-Cola a thing. We're going to go to Mark. Let's go to Mark, and then we're going to hear from our friends at First Community. We do this because we want to sell stuff, or for people that are looking to buy stuff. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you.
How may we help you on the First Community Credit Union yard sale?
I'm looking for that windshield.
Okay.
It just sounded like a really, I mean, the wicker baskets would be, you know, a great throw-in.
Right.
But I'm really just looking for that windshield because I'm actually trying to restore a,
the exact same car.
So. Perfect. We've got a match. Do you have a pen?
No. The only thing that I can do is trade a jar of gold.
All right. It's the same lame bit with a different guy's name.
That's a shame.
You know what? Here's the thing. Whoever that is, it's probably going to call three or four more times. It's going to be the same running bit back. And it's the same thing that other people have done on the other stations where the guys, they start pounding the desk and they start screaming at them. I can tell you this. Whoever Mark is, A, not funny, B, lame.
Mark and, or dumb.
Or dumb or whatever.
Right.
And three, just embarrassing to himself. So I don't know if he thinks it's funny, but it's stupid. And so if he wants to try it three or four more times or whatever, it doesn't really matter. So it's lame. So let's hear from our friends at First Community Credit Union. Do we have a spot for Frank, or do you want me to do this? Why don't I do this? About 16 years ago, Frank Opinion went to the people at the other station and said, you know, there's another station that stopped doing a yard sale. Let's do one here. And they said, nah, they laughed. Didn't do that. So Frank said, fine. You know what? I'll take the time. I'll pay for the time. I'll find a sponsor, and we'll do it at this station. Do whatever you want. And it has been a tremendous success ever since. And in no small measure, because you have to have a sponsor. So for the last better part of a decade, according to David Solomon, and I'm going with his numbers, First Community Credit Union has been the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale. And the reason they do that is that they know that the large morning show audience and also the rest of the audience that listens on Saturday, that they want value and they want to be treated right. And in the banking industry, that doesn't happen. I was at the bank that I do my business banking with and have for a long time before Christmas. And I was in a line because they're remodeling their headquarters. And a lot of people may know exactly what place I'm talking about. I'm not going to advertise for them. And I put a lot of money through that bank. And I stand in line like everybody else and expect to. And the tellers are very nice. And then some guy came in. It might have been Mark or Dom or some jerk like that. It certainly seems like something that he would do, and said, hey, I'm not waiting in this line. And he got on his phone and he called somebody that works in the bank and was like, hey, Linda. And someone else who worked in the bank heard him, I guess, call this big shot Linda, and walked over to him and said, can I help you, sir? You must know Linda. And they helped him and took him out of the line. And left the rest of us standing there.
Favoritism.
I can tell you this, that would never happen at First Community Credit Union. They have a smile on their face. They're nice to everybody, but you got to wait your turn in line. So they don't big boy you. They don't have a private banking thing where they just escort you through this glass door like they do at the other place. And they don't pick favorites, but they give everybody, because everybody is a member, an owner, co-owner, with respect. And that is important. So if you don't want to get big boyed, like happens a lot in the banking industry and in this town in particular, and you want to get a great rate on things, that's where you should be doing at least some of your banking business. And here is a great opportunity, because this is really pretty much the last day to do it, because it's changing at the first of the year. Move your car loan now. We had someone call Thursday and said she moved her car loan, her daughter did. Not only did she save $1,000 a year on car payments, but First Community will give you $100 in cash for just for moving it over. So great rates on car loans. You can save money on car loans. You'll be treated with respect. No one's going to big boy you over there. And that's how it works for all of us who are members of First Community, and all of you who are community members of the First Community Credit Union yard sale. And fans of the Large Morning Show. So they've helped me out. They've helped a coworker of ours out get his credit going. and they'll help you also. 43 locations in St. Louis, 16 of them in that big box store, that retailer. You can do your banking on the weekend. Save yourself or get $100, save money on car loans. So thank you to First Community Credit Union, and thank you to Frank Opinion for having the foresight to make the yard sale, the real one, this one, what it is and what it's become. So we'll now go over to Trevor.
All
I was
right,
going to go to a break, but that was the break.
That was the break.
And the Auschwitz thing is played out. So I guess the guy, well, oh, no.
Maybe screen what they're trying to sell, Solomon, I don't, if you could.
No, it's fine. You know what? It only works when the hosts aren't sophisticated enough to know that the thing is okay. A prank. So forget it, whatever. All right, I gave you a project.
Yes.
You are English.
I am.
Even though you were born here.
I got the best of both worlds.
Okay. Now, one of those worlds is that people become knighted. The Queen, I saw it on the TV here. Tom Jones was on one knee, and he was getting hit in the head with a sword or something. And that looked very strange.
He was getting dubbed.
Right he on. Was. Tom Jones has been getting dubbed since the 1950s. So tell us, Trevor Limey Phillips, what is knighthood?
All right, knighthood. Knighthood is for the men, and then dame is the title that is given to women. And that basically means that you have gone above and beyond in your field, and you have brought international or national achievements to the country, like to the British Empire, you know. I'm trying to think of...
can you give me an example?
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
Or Judi Dench, right?
She's an actress.
She's a pretty well-known actress. And for a large section of her life, she has been acting. So she has been honored with a damehood, a dame title.
Sir Laurence Olivier.
Sir Laurence Olivier.
He was like the greatest actor of the 1950s through the 80s, 30s through the 80s, and stage actor, Shakespeare. If it was 1980,
right,
and they said, who is the greatest actor of all time, somebody would probably say, oh, Laurence Olivier. Well, Laurence if they knew Olivier. Larry Olivier. Okay. Or so. And now then he was Sir Laurence Olivier. So can you give me a couple more people like Sir... I know Sir Galahad.
That's Knights of the Round Table.
All right.
There is Sir Elton John.
I know him.
Believe it or not. Everybody knows him.
Have you seen him in concert?
I have not, but I've heard good things.
I thought they make British people watch
that's
it.
That's not a
stipulation. Do you know how many times I have seen Elton John in concert?
How many times?
Probably 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But about 8 of them, he played an electric piano. And he's one of the great piano players of all time. And it was horrible. Not because I don't love his music. I love his music because I want to hear Elton John play a big, giant baby.
An actual baby piano, grand. Not a synthesizer.
No, and I want to watch. He needs to dress up like a duck or something.
Well, love funnily Elton enough, did you actually know that Steven Spielberg has been knighted as well?
I was going to ask you, is this only British people?
No. No, these are, and Steven Spielberg was knighted for award-winning director credited with doubling of cinema admission in the UK since the early 1980s.
Now, that's a bit of a stretch. So what do you have to do? What is the process by which Steven Spielberg, or let's say you know,
right.
the Queen finds out that you're working on Frank's show, and you... That brings a lot of prestige to Britain. Yeah,
that's a perfect example.
Does she have to watch TV or something and see you? How does this work?
Somebody has to nominate you.
Someone.
Somebody has
does
to nominate.
Does another knight have to nominate you?
Nope. Anybody can nominate you. They will then look at...
It's not like a fraternity where like some member of the fraternity has to...
No, you're like a pledge. No.
That's okay. No,
nothing like that.
You don't have to get the queen tea.
No.
All right, so walk us through this.
All right, so say if I was to go on and do this show for the next 50 years. All right. And it went out into some syndicated big thing. And everybody was like, hey, this English guy from Birmingham, England. Somebody would then nominate me and say to the king or queen at that time, like, I believe this person is doing exceptional work. I'll say that instead. Exceptional work and really being just a all-around good English person. And then they would then look into my achievements, what I've done for possibly charity. Have I helped out the British Empire in any way? And really just look at my achievements and what kind of a person I am. And if it bodes well, then you become knighted.
Aha. And then you go up there and then they hit you with a sword. Okay.
Then they dub you with a sword and it goes from left to right.
All right. So then what? What powers do you get as a knight?
None, really.
Can you put sir?
You get to have the title of sir, and it gets to be official.
Do you have letters like let's say you went to medical school? You're Trevor Phillips, M.D.
K.B.E.
K.B.E. What does that mean?
That that means Knight of the British Empire.
That makes sense.
But the a full title, and this is as bad.
You're not a Russian spy.
No, but this is
about KGB.
As British as you can get. It is Knight Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
Okay. Are you prepared for me to ask you if certain people are knighted?
I have got a huge list here.
Okay, well, congrats. I'm glad you finished that sentence that way, and good for you. All right, I know that Ringo Starr is going to be knighted. That's already, he's officially been granted the go-ahead, right?
Right.
So let me see if I can get this one. Is Paul McCartney a knight?
Sir Paul McCartney, yes.
Okay. Here's one. What about George Harrison?
He may have been nominated
before. Is there a list you could check?
He may have been nominated before he died, but I'm not 100%
sure. Do you have a giant list of knights?
Well, I do have a giant list.
Is it alphabetical?
It's not in alphabetical order. Thank you for that, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. Wikipedia is the best I can
do. Yeah, there you go.
What about John Lennon? I don't remember anyone calling him
actually,
Sir John Lennon.
Apparently, George Harrison was offered an OBE.
What's that?
An OBE is basically, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you can be nominated, and it's for your charitable work and your work in entertainments and, yeah, really, that's about it. Your charitable work and your entertainment work.
Very good. Okay, so Paul McCartney, yes, and George Harrison, no.
Yeah, George Harrison apparently refused it.
Refused it. I'm going to guess that was probably the same.
That sounds about right.
For
all right, here you go.
For Lennon.
Here is the an OBE.
Yes.
The Most Excellent Order of the British Empire is a British order of chivalry, rewarding contributions to the arts and sciences, work with charitable and welfare organizations, and public service outside of the civil service.
Okay. Very
charity
good.
Work.
Is there anyone else that you can think of or that you would like to bring to our attention that is a knight that we might not know is a knight? I'll let you stew on that and bring us some of this information as we give you our numbers. 314-821-0590, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255, the First Community Credit Union yard sale, the only yard sale. We're here till 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to sell your stuff. I know you got stuff. We know you got more stuff than you did before Christmas and less money. Or if you're looking to buy things or trade things, for real, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. So you got somebody?
Yeah. I've got a U.S. Senator from Massachusetts was knighted in 2009.
Let's see if I can guess who that was. Kennedy.
It was Edward Kennedy. I have no idea what he was knighted for because it doesn't say, but yeah, he was knighted.
That was...
So there are American knights.
There are American knights. Sir Fred is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning. I'm trying to sell a laptop. It's not the newest. It's about 7 months old. It's a Core i5.
Okay.
Hello?
Core i5, yet?
Yeah, it's got a 15-inch screen. The only thing that's wrong with it is there's a few gist stains on the keyboard.
That's the other bit. All right, David.
You got a screen.
No, that's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Come on now.
That's the other bit that they do on the Howard Stern show. That it's the same bit. So 314-821-0590, 314 or 855-282-TALK. Do we have somebody else, Limey, who might be?
Yeah, this one is actually a little bit creepy, and I'm thinking he's about to have it revoked, or at least I hope he would. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, is there revocation?
Yeah, well, he was previously appointed an honorary CBE in 2010. No idea what that is. And now he got knighted in 2015. So I didn't even know that. I didn't even hear about that, which is kind of odd. You think Kevin Spacey being knighted? But he's probably about to lose that, so c'est la vie.
And that was one of the things about 2017 that I think was a highlight, which is this Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
And Harvey Weinstein and a lot of other people in Hollywood, not a secret that the casting couch still going on. And this is the ugly part of, and maybe what people are referring to when they talk about Hollywood stuff, is that the power that is abused by and held by the people that are in charge of studios, it goes back as old as the studio system in the first place. Jack Warner, mm-hmm, at Warner Brothers, the 20th Century Fox people, pretty much anybody who was running a studio back in the 1920s and 30s in the heyday of the golden age of...
They had a lot of power back then.
They had all the power, and they would abuse it on a regular basis.
But what is that saying? Absolute power corrupts absolutely?
That's well said.
That's pretty much exactly what's happened.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to send that to the Queen.
Take it. You know where I learned that saying from? Franco Pena.
Yeah, good job giving credit to the boss. And why it is that we're just finding this stuff out now is unbelievable, and it's very disgraceful to abuse power in that way, whether you're a senator, and Ted Kennedy's dead, but his reputation for being not just a cad, but an abusive sort of predatory sexual, he wasn't a pedophile, but he certainly was a predatory guy,
right,
was well known in Washington.
You could just say sexual predator. There you go.
That would be probably the right way to say it. And all kinds of industries have had people and still have people that abuse that power. And it is completely disgraceful to make someone or imply to somebody that they have to do things in order to get a job or to get advancement. And I want people to be careful not to go overboard. People do meet at work, and people do get attracted to people at work. So not every person that asks somebody out on a date or does something awkward at a company event or at a bar is a sexual harassment person. But those that are should be drummed out of that business and that industry, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever, and we will wait for them, we as lawyers, in order to punish them and the companies that allow that kind of stuff to go on. So for 2017, I would say that coming out, that's a good thing. It just can't go so far that we make a mockery out of those people that are the true victims of real predatory behavior and sexual harassment. So
I will agree.
Not everything.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Robert. We're selling stuff, and if you're looking to buy stuff, it's the First Community Credit Union yard sale. Good morning, Robert.
My brother Bobby, he was quite the poon hound. If you know anything about my brother Jack, he was quite the poon hound as well. They used to go all the...
Did he just drop off?
Yeah. That was the Robert Kennedy. That's the hack Robert Kennedy impersonation that goes with the hack, you know,
right,
Auschwitz joke, and it goes with the hack.
Somebody's on rare form this morning, I tell you. And the joke is just getting Richard Christie is in town.
But, you know, we know that one.
Here's an odd one.
Yeah.
Sorry, to go back to the knight thing.
Sure.
Tom Foley, Speaker of the House, he was knighted in 1995. There are quite a few American knights.
When was Churchill knighted?
Oh, come on, man. Be fair.
Well, he's only the most famous British guy since King Arthur.
Debatable.
Meanwhile, we're going to the real Robert, we think. Good morning, Robert.
AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
Also, longtime member of First Community.
That's what we're talking about.
I and my mom both bought vehicles from Johnny Landoff.
Look at that. He's the trifecta. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Never did find a nativity scene set or anything, and I heard the one man talking about over there, Riverview and Lilac. Did not make it out there, because I live out in Pacific.
That was Russ. He was looking out for you. He was out scouting nativity scenes for you. He's a good man.
Yep. I'm still interested if anyone wants to get rid of one of theirs after this holiday season's over. I'm still looking. And my number is 314-574-2096. Just leave me a voicemail because I'm on my way to a job.
Outstanding. Robert, we really appreciate your call. How was your Christmas holiday? Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Our family came over, and about 2 o'clock, thank God they was gone by about 6 o'clock with all the kids and everything. So it was good. How was you all?
It was nice. We had a little shuffle with the kids. My girlfriend's kids shuffled between their dad and the house. We had some nice food, and we got together. It was cool watching the kids open the presents, and it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good, good. Have a safe, I emphasize safe, and merry Happy New Year's. And I hope the coming year is a great one for everyone.
Robert, that's the best thing we heard all hour. And okay. Bob, one of the best things we heard all year. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm going to hang up because I'm practicing distracted driving.
Very good.
Play safe. Okay, so have a
well
day.
Done.
All right. Winston Churchill was knighted in 1953. And he was the Prime Minister of England twice, actually, 1940 to 1945 and 1951 to 1955.
Well, I'm going to go see that movie.
Darkest Hour?
Yep. And I ordered and watched the Dunkirk movie a couple days ago. So thank you, Britain, for sticking in and sticking up so that Dom or Robert, the fake Robert, or whoever else it was, had the freedom to call and make a jerk out of himself. There's hour number one. Hour number two, straight ahead of the First Community Credit Union yard sale on 590 The Fan.